The Raelians are not the first to announce the birth of a human clone. That actually happened 24 years ago in a book called In His Image by David Rorvik. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports that the book generated a great deal of skepticism and a lawsuit.
The claim of the first human cloning made headlines around the world in 1978. Here's how the story sounded on All Things Considered.
A publishing company announced the other day that a forthcoming book would spell out details of the first successful cloning of a human being, the production of a genetically identical twin of a middle-aged man.
The book itself told an incredible story. Journalist David Rorvik described how a millionaire, he codenamed Max, asked him to line up scientists capable of cloning a human and willing to keep it secret. Rorvik searched his soul, then decided to do it. He said he found a dumpy, bespectacled scientist he called Darwin. Darwin put genetic material from the millionaire into an egg cell taken from a 16-year-old virgin from somewhere past Hawaii and used the dividing egg to make her pregnant. Rorvik wrote that the baby was born 2 weeks before Christmas 1976, Max's gift to America's bicentennial. The millionaire fell in love with the mother, and they formed a happy family. Rorvik was quoted at the time as saying the story was too incredible for him to have made it up. And in fact, as with many great tales, there were verifiable parts, including a description of cloning research done by biologist Derek Bromhall, then at Oxford University.
The potential was there because I had pioneered a technique to show that you could actually do nuclear transplantation into a mammalian egg. Now, I should explain that before that, it had been done in frogs, but it hadn't been done in mammals. And of course, as soon as you do it in mammals, the question arises, can you do it in humans?
Nuclear transplantation is the key step in cloning. Bromhall says today that his 1975 experiment showed that human cloning was theoretically possible. But could Rorvik's scientist, Darwin, have actually done it?
Absolutely out of the question. The technology wasn't there. All I'd done was to demonstrate the potential for it.
In 1978, skepticism among other scientists about Rorvik's claim was high. NPR's Ira Flatow reported that, like this time with CloneAid, there was no way to check what the author was claiming.
What upsets scientists the most is that none of the claims of human cloning success have been backed by any facts or details, the kind of information that would open the issue to scientific inquiry. So far, the news has been mostly a media hype for the upcoming book. The author has remained unavailable for comment. The identity of the researchers and the child have been kept secret.
Derek Bromhall, the cloning scientist, was so incensed that Rorvik used his work to support a claim of cloning that he sued, even though his work took up just one paragraph of the book. A judge concluded that the book was a hoax. In 1982, the book's publisher, Lippincott, reached an agreement with Bromhall. NPR carried this report.
In an out-of-court settlement with Lippincott yesterday in federal district court, Dr. Bromhall received what he called a substantial cash sum and a public apology from Lippincott, apparently a first in the publishing world. Lippincott's letter to Bromhall says the publisher now believes In His Image to be untrue, and it says, quote, "We regret any embarrassment, humiliation, or other injury to him that references to Dr. Bromhall might have caused."
Bromhall moved on to become a documentary filmmaker. Max the Millionaire and his clone haven't surfaced. David Rorvik has never declared that the book was a hoax. According to Amazon.com, he's got a new book coming out in January called Brave New Baby, Promise and Peril of the Biological Revolution. Neither he nor anyone from the publisher were available for comment. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.